My dearly beloved in Christ, as you well know, this month of November is dedicated to helping in a particular way the poor suffering souls in purgatory. And so it reminds us of an article of our faith, that is, that there is a purgatory, and that the purpose of purgatory is for the cleansing, the purifying of the souls who have died with either venial sin on their soul or the remains of sin, whether mortal or venial, that have been forgiven, but the temporal punishment that has not been completely atoned. And so in that sense, purgatory is a mystery of God's mercy and goodness. For if there were no purgatory, the souls that were stained even in the smallest way would not be able to enter heaven. But while it is true that purgatory is a creation of God's mercy for the purification of souls to be admitted to his presence, it is also true that the sufferings of purgatory are very intense. And many of you, I'm sure, have read the wonderful book on purgatory by Father Shoup or other books on purgatory that bring out the intensity of the sufferings there. And the reason is because of God's infinite justice. His justice must be satisfied. The sinner, by offending Almighty God, has dishonored him and has taken away the honor that is due to Almighty God. And so purgatory is a time for atonement for these sins and this dishonor that was done to Almighty God. Our Lord said that we shall have to render an account even for an idle word. Well, if we shall have to render an account even for our idle words, how much more so many other sins, mortal or venial, of thought, word, or deed? So purgatory, indeed, is a time of suffering and expiation. Saint Alphonsus says, matter of fact, he quotes St. Thomas Aquinas, that the fire of this earth was created for the service of man, for heat, for cooking, for light, but that the fire of purgatory, or hell, is made for punishing. And so we should want to do all we can to avoid having to spend any time in purgatory. But we should also call to mind those poor souls suffering there. They cannot pray for themselves. They cannot go to Mass, receive the sacraments, or gain indulgences. All they can do is suffer. And remember this, that by our help, relieving them of their sufferings, obtaining for them a speedy release from purgatory, we shall have intercessors in heaven who will never forget us. So we think about purgatory this month, but you might be wondering why, when you hear of the four last things, one of the best books I ever read was the one on the four last things. Very inspiring book. But the four last things are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And why is purgatory not included? And the reason is because there will be no purgatory after the end of the world. So purgatory is a place for time, for temporal punishment. And when the end of the world comes, it is the end of time. And then there is only eternity. And there will be heaven and hell. There will no longer be a purgatory. Those souls that are in purgatory on the last day will be released from purgatory. And again, purgatory will end. So the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Today, we had a gospel of our Lord raising a girl, 12-year-old girl, to life, who had died. And this is one of several recorded incidents in the gospel where our Lord raised someone to life. But we think about death, how death is the finality of death, the end of our lives in this world. And many would say, I don't like to think about it. They push that thought out of their mind. And they maybe look upon us as being morbid for even talking about death or thinking about death. But we should, because As saints have said, the day of our death is the most important day of our life. Well, that might seem a little strange, but why is that true? Because dependent on the condition of the soul at the moment of death, that will determine our entire eternity. So it is an important day and one to be prepared for. We should often think to ourselves, well, if I knew I were going to die this day, how would I live? To keep that thought in mind, and it helps us to live as we should. We know not when we may die. You know the old saying, nothing is certain except death and taxes, which is true. There's nothing more certain than death, but there is nothing more uncertain than the time of our death. How long will we live? What will be the circumstances of our death and so forth? That is a mystery. And so God conceals from us the day of our death, the length of our life, so that we will live every day in such a way. If we knew we were going to die 20 years from now or whatever, we would probably become very lax and think, well, I have time to prepare later. And then that laxity would lead to a bad habit, and then that person would be lost. So not knowing the time of our death, we should live every moment, every day, as though it were to be our last. Making an act of resignation, accepting our death as a punishment for sin, is an act very pleasing to Almighty God. We know that death is a punishment for the sin of Adam and Eve, original sin which we did not commit, but which we inherited. And that sin was washed away at baptism, but the punishments remain, one of which is death. And so by accepting it in atonement for sin, that is an act very pleasing to Almighty God. But if we read the lives of the saints, we find they not only didn't fear death, or at least not in the way that people in the world do, but they even looked forward to death. St. Paul said, I desire to be dissolved and to be with Christ. What did he mean by dissolved? That the bond uniting soul and body would be broken, would be dissolved, so that his soul could fly to heaven. I desire it, he said. And we find that in the lives of other saints. But above all, we should just seek to accept God's will, whatever it may be. Now, getting back to purgatory, there is an interesting story in the book on purgatory, which was a private revelation to a saint, that there was this man on a sickbed, suffering very much. His sufferings were very great, and he complained to God. It's too much. And his guardian angel appeared to him and said, God has heard your prayer, your complaint, and he's going to give you a choice. Either you will remain in your sickbed, suffering what you have been suffering for one more year, and then when you die after that year, you'll go straight to heaven, or you could die right now and go to purgatory, and you'll be there only for 3 days, and then after those 3 days, you go to heaven. So one more year suffering this illness that causes you so much pain, or 3 days in purgatory. And the man said, well, that's an easy choice. I'll take the 3 days in purgatory and be done with this pain. And so he died. He went to purgatory, and after he was there for a while, his angel appeared to him to comfort him. And he said, you told me I would only be here for 3 days. And the angel said, well, how long do you think you've been here? He said, at least a dozen years. And the angel said, you just died a few minutes ago. And the reason is because the intensity of the pain makes the time pass very slowly. If you've had a terrible pain, a terrible toothache, the minutes, the seconds drag on. And so the point here is we ought to live in such a way that not only we save our immortal souls, but we don't have to go to purgatory at all. Or if we do, it'll be a very short stay in purgatory. That's what we want to do. We want to live in such a way that we can bypass purgatory, go straight to heaven. So you see, this thought especially during November, of the four last things, of death and of purgatory and heaven and hell, judgment. These thoughts are very good, very conducive to amendment of life, to living in such a way that whenever death does come, it will not find us unprepared. You know that prayer of the church, it's in the Litany of the Saints. And it says, from a sudden and unprovided death, deliver us, O Lord. The church doesn't pray that we be delivered from a sudden death, because really, if we're in the state of grace and prepared, a sudden death is not something to be dreaded. But an unprovided death, unprepared for, that is the greatest tragedy. So let us during November help the souls in purgatory, but also by reflecting upon purgatory, amend our lives and live in such a way that when death does come, we will be ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.